thank both of you for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, Arianne, I'm going to start with you. Before we talk about this collaboration here, this partnership, talk about the Choir School of Delaware a little bit.
Sure, happy to. So I always like to say that the Choir School is one of Wilmington's best kept secrets, and we're trying to make sure that it is no longer a secret. We were actually founded in 1883 at the Cathedral Church of St. John downtown, right at the corner of Concord and Market. And since then, we have been an intergenerational choir. Of course, then the choir looked a bit different. It was the choir of men and boys at that time. And they sang for, of course, all of the liturgies at the cathedral. So we essentially sang as the choir of men and boys for 80, almost 100 years before it actually became a co-ed program. And then in the 90s, as the neighborhood began to change, there wasn't much green space that was really left in the Brandywine Village. And so the neighborhood kids were playing on what was the Great Lawn, and occasionally a stone would go through the window and such. And the dean of the cathedral at that time and the music director at that time decided, instead of, trying to tell folks to get off the property, to invite them in. And that's really the genesis of this iteration and this evolution of the choir school. And at that point, the choir began to open up. Yes, it was for boys, it was for girls, but the demographics of the program began to change. Instead of being an affluent population, it was really a population from the neighborhood, which really is predominantly now brown and black, predominantly families who are facing a significant amount of barriers to their success. And so now our program, in addition to singing, also offers academic support, one-on-one mentoring, and a robust offering of life skills and other critical social services. Our goal is to launch kids not into necessarily a music career, but to launch them into their lives. And so that we're proud that we have a 100% high school graduation rate and that all of our students continue on to higher education, whether that be in college or university, which is the vast majority, or in the military armed forces, or perhaps trade and technical schools. So really, we serve as a community center that sings, providing critical social services along with the superior music education.
Arianne, how many youth would you say come through your doors on a monthly, yearly basis? How many people do you serve?
Sure, yeah. In a year that's not a year where everything is shut down and, you know, you're kind of reduced with your capacity, we serve about 40 children over the course of the year in after-school programming, and we'll serve about another 50 approximately during our summer camp program, which runs for 5 weeks in the summer.
All right, Brittany, I want to get some information from you, because now the Choir School of Delaware has launched this partnership, this collaboration, if you will, with Winterthur Museum, Garden, and Library. And we're talking about the Choir School of Delaware presenting a series of concerts during the Winterthur Yuletide House Tours in December, followed by a concert celebrating fables, fairy tales, even nursery rhymes, next April, in April of 2021. So talk to me about what's happening in December first, and then we'll talk about next year's program.
So this year we have a program that is, it's our first hybrid concert that we are presenting. So the choir in its fullness will be presented virtually, and then there will be a few in-person singers to add to the merrymaking, some small group singing during that time. It's a beautiful concert with pieces that represent various holidays throughout the season and a wide range of repertoire. But the core piece is A Dickens Christmas by Stephen McNeff, and it is a suite of pieces based on some text from Dickens and some other authors at that time. And it is a beautiful holiday celebration. And we're tying in that literacy piece into our programming so that kids are learning about A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens as well. This presentation is going to be part of the Yuletide tour, and so there'll be multiple opportunities to see this concert, and we will also be streaming it at 4 p.m. that day.
I like the educational portion of that. I mean, a Dickens Christmas, who hasn't heard of a Dickens Christmas, right?
Right. It's a tradition for this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Brittany, talk to me about Fables, Folklore, and Fairy Tales. Now, this isn't happening until, I believe, April 25th of 2021, but we want to make people aware of it now. What's this all about?
So this is actually going to be an outdoor concert in April at Winterthur, and all of the pieces are based on, again, pieces of literature on fairy tales, fables, folklore, nursery rhymes. And we're very excited about the opportunity to perform outside. You know, Winterthur has that beautiful fairy garden. And being together is also of something we very much look forward to be able to perform outside together, I think is going to be a really wonderful, beautiful experience. And then, of course, as part of our literacy initiative, whenever we get to the spring months, the students will be taking a look at what makes a fairy tale, what is a fable, why are fables important, things like that will be incorporated into our programming.
Brittany, as the Director of Education and as Assistant Conductor of the Choir School of Delaware, what has your experiences been over the years working with these youth?
I have been with the choir school since June 2019, and it has been an absolute pleasure to watch the children grow and learn. I am blown away every day by the caliber of music that they are able to learn and produce, and to see them working with the adults side by side, whether it's in the after-school program with their mentor or tutor, or if it's with a singing mentor in the choir. It's just a really amazing thing to see them working side by side with the adults, guiding them along the way, and how much they're able to learn. And whenever you come to one of our concerts, whether it's in person or virtual, you'll be able to see this because the children are dispersed throughout the choir, standing aside the adults. And it's just, it's truly a unique experience that you don't see very many intergenerational choirs. And so I strongly encourage you, if you haven't seen the Choir School of Delaware, make sure that you check out this upcoming concert in December.
I love this partnership. We've been talking to Ariane Harley Emerson and Brittany Stanton, both with the Choir School of Delaware. In case you haven't heard, Winterthur Museum, Garden and Library, and the Choir School of Delaware, which is an out-of-school time music and academic enrichment program serving some of Wilmington's most vulnerable youth, are announcing that the Choir School will serve as Winterthur's Artist in Residence during the winter of 2020 and the spring of 2021 seasons. Ariane, I'm going to give the final words to you. I'm sure we're going to be practicing safety precautions because of COVID, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Including social distancing, masks, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. So we have been very, very meticulous in our planning, and our partners at Winterthur are always very careful and meticulous and thoughtful about their planning as well. And so we have created an experience that will meet everyone's comfort level, whether you are saying, you know what, I need to stay at home, not a problem. You can stream the concert from home at 4 o'clock. And if you're feeling like I want to come out, I want to see the house tour. Everyone knows that this is one of the best, you know, area local traditions up there with going to see Longwood Gardens is, of course, coming to see the house at Winterthur in all of its glory. There will be timed entrances as there are for every year, but the capacity is much reduced. Requirements for wearing masks. Of course, there will be temperatures taken, other symptoms screened. All of that will be in effect to make sure that everyone is safe. As far as the performance itself, the performance is being the choir will perform at 11, 12, 1 o'clock, and 2 o'clock. And why we've done that is so that we can accommodate small groups and to have audiences that are very small throughout that day so that everyone can be masked, socially distanced in Copeland Hall, and that we are able to even cycle air between the various concerts. The choir will be singing, but again, it's only a few members of the choir will be singing. They'll be wearing special singer's masks that give them a little bit more flexibility to be able to sing and to articulate while still keeping themselves and, of course, all of the audience members safe as well. So we've definitely been very thoughtful about the process. We will absolutely be keeping everyone safe. And then we'll also be bringing a lot of holiday cheer and a much needed merriment through this time of year when there are so few things that we can do safely. We're happy to be able to present this opportunity, this concert, and the house tour, of course.
Ariane, I know I said I was going to give you the last words, but I thought of something. I don't know if, Brittany, you want to take this, maybe Ariane. Has this kind of partnership ever been done before between Winterthur and the Choir School of Delaware?
I'll take that. Yes. How this actually came to be, Carol Cadieu is the executive director of Winterthur, and she is still, I would say, relatively new. She's been there about 2 years at this point. But when she first came into town, we met at an event for executive directors of nonprofits, and we started talking about, you know, Winterthur, the choir school, how they were both steeped in this DuPont history and this really rich history, and that we should totally do something together. And so last year, we did a concert at Winterthur called A Royal Affair. It was when Winterthur was doing their costuming, the Crown exhibit. And so the choir sang some songs from the soundtrack of The Crown, as well as other pieces that were commissioned by the British monarchy. We had a composer that came and did a lecture who was a chorister at the Choir School of Westminster Abbey. His name is Philip Stopford. And the concert was a success. It was sold out. It was standing room only. And we thought, man, this is something special. We got to do this again. And so we decided that we would be doing something. We didn't really know what it would be. And then with COVID hitting and the students missing so much time from school, we thought, man, this is a real opportunity to have a literary focus to the year, to have this intervention for reading, and to be able to combine it with music as well. And so that is what really sprung forth this season and this partnership and this artist in residency program. So we're excited to be doing this.